here's a story from The World.
For the first time in nearly 4 months, the leader of Myanmar's ousted government was seen in person. Aung San Suu Kyi appeared briefly in court yesterday. Many of Myanmar's political leaders were jailed after a military coup in February. Suu Kyi now faces a raft of charges that could leave her imprisoned for life. The United Nations says those charges are politically motivated. Yesterday, Suu Kyi was allowed to meet with her legal team for the first time since February, including our next guest, attorney Kin Mong Jaw. I asked him what he learned in his meeting with his client.
She seems to be fit, but a little thinner than usual.
So a little thinner than usual. What about emotionally? How is she doing emotionally?
She seems as composed as ever. She don't seem to be depressed, or she don't seem to be very excited. She seems as smart as ever, as in the past.
Does she seem to know what's going on in the country of Myanmar? I mean, do you have the sense that she is able to listen to the news and listen to what's going on in house arrest or not?
We asked her about that. She said she was given only government-issued newspapers, government-issued journals, only government television channels were accessible to her.
Does she seem to know that Myanmar's military has been cracking down on pro-democracy protesters and that more than 800 people have died? Was she aware of that?
Yesterday, she didn't know exactly about that.
Has she been under house arrest at her home or in different locations? Is that clear?
She said she was shifted the other night to a new place, and she didn't know the whereabouts of the new place. She asked us, the lawyers, the location of this place.
So she was transferred somewhere else the other night, and she's not sure where she was transferred. Is it possible for her to get a fair trial in Myanmar?
That question is very difficult for us to answer, because as lawyers, Myanmar lawyers, we have duty to trust our judiciary. But it was difficult for us to be regarded as officially appointed lawyers of Aung San Suu Kyi. We didn't have any access to her. We didn't have any contact with her to discuss about the case. Only yesterday, we have one chance to meet with her in person and to discuss about the case and to get her instructions. So it's hard to tell that the case will be fair trial.
Before the coup, Suu Kyi's international reputation was damaged by her actions against the Muslim minority in Myanmar. How do you reconcile her role in perpetuating that human rights situation with this new situation in which she is herself being persecuted?
Yes. Whatever she stands on those issues, she remains the symbol of democracy in the country. And the people have voted for her, so I have to stand for her. That's my position.
Kin Mong Jaw is one of the lawyers for detained former leader Aung San Suu Kyi. He met with her in person today for the first time. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.